Welcome to Find the Magic, the podcast that will help you honor yourself, your kids, and your partner.
We'll give you tips and strategies to create peace and authenticity within your family.
We inhale a ridiculous amount of books and life tools and distill the information for you. I'm Terilyn Griffin.
I'm Caitlin Gabriel.
And I'm Felicia Allen. Let's find the magic together. Good morning, everyone. It's Felicia. I'm excited to share a little magic moment with you guys today, and I want to preface this with two things. One, my apologies if my sound seems a little off. I usually have a little handy dandy mic for my individual recordings, but I do not have it today. So hopefully this sound is okay for you guys and you don't pick up too much background noise. That being said, what I wanted to talk about today is being defined by motherhood. And as I'm bringing this topic, I want you guys all to know that this is something that my thoughts on have changed over years of having kids. And I don't think that there's one right way for everyone to feel about this, or that everyone will feel, but I do think that it will go in waves and phases. And that's why I wanted to address this and why I think it can be so tricky. I recently saw a post on social media that was talking about being defined by motherhood. And basically the post went on to say that I right now am defined by motherhood, and that's okay, and that I'm at the service of my kids, and as long as I'm kind of like making that decision for myself, then I will find peace in it. And I get what this post was getting after. The sentiment behind it is really sweet and really, you know, it can be a really positive outlook on what seems like a menial task sometimes, and what seems like something that isn't sometimes respected by the outside world when you're asked, you know, what do you do? And it's like, well, I used to do this, but now I just stay at home with my kids, or whatever, however you answer that. And I think that if we are making this decision, it is beautiful to embrace it and to enjoy being a mother. The tricky thing with saying that we are defined by motherhood and that's okay, I think that it can in some ways throw off our sense of self. And I think what's tricky about that is that it can move us into a space of almost aspirational motherhood. Think, you know, 1950s mother. Our perception of that might be slightly different, but I think that if we are a whole person and yet we're defining ourselves by motherhood, that can, honestly, I think, remove some of our self-worth and put us in a place where our worth is in our motherhood instead of our personhood. And the tricky thing about that is motherhood is not the be-all, end-all of who we are. We are, you know, whole women, whole people who are mothers. And I think that when we're defining ourselves by these, you know, tasks that we're doing by being a mom, so that's, you know, it's messy work, it's staying up late, it's, you know, I'm the only person that can do this or that for my kid. And I just think that there's a tricky space we move into where we're almost seeing our role of a mother as something that we can do, we can aspire to doing right, and it can define us and it can be our accomplishment. And we're always pushing and pushing to prove ourselves in this role, which leads us into a space of always doing. And I think that we get a little burnt out in this space where we're defining ourselves by caring for someone else. And when you look at that on a larger scale, it really is the definition of codependence. So when we're caring for someone else and we're defining ourselves by that role, then we're in a codependent relationship. And parenting and being a caregiver is for little kids, for our kids, is a tricky space because it is a codependent relationship and there are ways in which we can't really change that. But I think that that almost, you know, work-based view, accomplishment-based view of motherhood is just, it can be super damaging for our psyche. So for me, what has been really helpful is to realize that my worth lies in my personhood. I am a whole person. I am fully myself outside of motherhood. And that takes some work to get to that place. You know, I think often, even though we're this, a lot of times as mothers, we're like a pillar in the center of a family dynamic, it can be the loneliest person to be. And I think that we're carrying this full burden of this perfect motherhood, and we're lonely there inside that role, or we're longing for something more. And oftentimes that comes out as being short-tempered with our kids, annoyed with our husband, feeling like no one helps us, nagging, not fully living into ourselves, into our just like delicious, happy life, because we're defining ourselves through our accomplishments in that role. And that creates a dissonance because it is not in our control. And then we become this lonely, grumpy person in the middle of that family dynamic. And I think things that have helped me, and again, this is something I'm working through, and I would love to hear feedback. I will, if you listen to us on Spotify, I'll put a couple questions there that you can answer, because I'd love to, or you can leave them in a DM on Instagram or in a review. I'd love to chat more about this with our listeners. But things that are helping me is that realizing that just by being born as a woman and by taking on this role of mother, we inherit expectations from cultural norms, whether that's, you know, home cooking meals, or being the one who drop off and pick up our kids, or having our house be a certain way. We inherit all of those expectations. And I think that if we can break those down, push against them, and decide for ourselves what motherhood and womanhood is going to look like for us, that would be my first tip. Two, that means we have to let go of control. We cannot control our kids. They are not a reflection of us or our parenting. We are good. they are good, and we're doing our best to love each other through this life. And then remembering, just to finish off this quote I love from Walt Whitman, speaking of letting go of control, got a sweet little baby joining us. Come here, sugar girl. But just to remember that we all contain multitudes. So even if you're in a stage of life where what you're mostly doing is mothering or parenting, remembering that within you, you contain multitudes of other parts of life, you're a woman, you're a sexual being, you're athletic, you love to cook, you love to socialize, you love to have friends, you love to read, whatever it is. Your intelligence is important. All of these things, we contain all of these things inside of us. And remembering that within our role as a mother will help us to, break the habit of just doing what society tells us we should be doing, and to just be and settle into who am I beneath this role of mother? What are my needs? How can I, again, let go of control? How can I find life and self as a full person? I think all of those things can help us as we find a space where we don't need to be defined by motherhood. We are our own full self acting in this role of mother. All right, I hope that's helpful. Can't wait to chat with you more about this, everyone. And sorry for the background noise. We're letting go of control today. All right, let's find the magic.
Brown cows.